If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
But I want to play this for you because at least on my algorithm in my America, this is taken over for the first 7 days of 2026. Listen to this story.
One of my friends is plus size and they tell her that she has to pay $300 at the door. We all thought we were going to have an expense-free night, so no one wanted to pay for the $300 entry fee. We spent over 2 hours trying to figure out if we're going to split it, can she put on her credit card, whether we're just going to leave, go to another club, like literally just doing everything. And we spent over 2 hours plotting and planning and strategizing. Finally, we're 10 minutes before New Year's Eve, and I personally did not want to spend my New Year's Eve sitting on the curb. So I asked my friend, would you be willing for us to pay for your Uber to go back home so you can watch the ball drop, watch fireworks, and be safe? So that way we can at least go into the club before midnight. She turned to me and says, I'll get in that Uber, but once I do, we are not friends anymore.
All right. We're here now. We got 5 minutes until we get back to very serious things. Let's hash this out. Do you believe this story happened, Rob? Or do you think this is a social media clout chase interesting scenario? Because I have so many questions. You're telling me a group of women stood outside the club for 2 hours deciding on what you want to do, and the only thing that was the barrier was the money? Doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. If we all came here together and that one of your suggestions is, why don't you go home? I'm doing more than just going home. We're getting in a physical altercation because of this. I'm fighting one of you girls. 100% right here in the street. We're getting into a physical altercation. I have so many questions about this thing. We only got 4 minutes, Rob, to talk about this thing. Now that you have heard the story, they go to the club. It's a group of girls. They think it's going to be free. They find out that girl, a little heavier. The club was about to charge her to get into the club. They're sitting outside debating on what they want to do. What's your verdict? What do you think?
I don't for a minute believe this is real. That's my official stance. I watched the TikTok. The woman says she had everything hooked up for free. It was her and three friends. They were going to go to the club together. They then said, hey, plus size woman, I'm sorry. I don't think, by the way, that part of the story is odd to me, too. Are clubs charging extra for larger people? I don't know that's a thing. Yes. It might be. I don't know. I don't think it is, but whatever. Moving past that. Now, four adult women are outside the club, and they are pontificating on this
pontificating
for 2 hours. And then she says, it's 11:50, and we make our decision. You waited till 11:50 to make the decision?
Hey, the ball about to drop.
And then, hey, we're sending you home so you can watch it on TV. How close was home? You were a 10-minute Uber from home the whole time? Also, I don't want to speak bad about anyone's finances. Four grown adult women can't pool together $300. It was probably going to cost $300 if you went out regular that night.
So, I mean, if everybody's willing to pay, it would have been $75 a person.
Yeah, none of this story.
$75 a person.
Hey,
Hold on, though. This is the thing. And
we
this
fought
is the thing.
For 2 hours can about $75. All right, Rob,
can we speak honestly here? It does not surprise me that four broke girls went out for New Year's Eve. It is not. That part does not surprise me in the least bit. We think we're cute. We think the club is going to accommodate us and do everything for us. Now, if we really want to be shallow and vain, which the club is, we know you saw in the movie Knocked Up. In the movie Knocked Up, that's real. Are you cute enough to get in here? They're going to judge you to get in the club.
That's fair. That happens. They don't charge you. Like
they made homegirl wait in line in the movie Knocked Up.
They did. They didn't charge
doorman.
What did it, you? I don't know what the cost was in the movie. I don't think it was. Hey, it's $300 to get in, to get in line, and pay $300.
It was a New Year's Eve.
That number just sounds. It sounds made up to me.
It was New Year's Eve.
And again, it does not surprise me that broke people took the hookup. Like there have been times I've gone to places that are way nicer than my paycheck because the hookup has existed.
I don't want to hang out with no girls that ain't got
$75.
I don't want to hang out with you.
An Uber in Miami is probably costing near $75. At midnight in the surge pricing in a club area, you're paying $75 to send her home. Pay $75 to get her in.
And Rob, you know what? I'll even show you a picture of the girl in question that we're talking about. The girl in question, she was cool to me. I'll show you a picture of the gal. The gal, you know how it is on social media. One person says something, now the other person now has to respond, and now I'm in this eco cycle now of the video and people's opinion on the video. I don't care if it's real or fake. It's got me hooked. I wanted to hear the other girl's side of the story. I wanted to hear what she had to say. I would have fought. I'm serious. I would have fought these other girls.
I want to know.
Something also tells me that the girl that they kicked out, she's the one that probably had the car or had just more money or something. The whole thing is so odd to me. Everything about it's odd.
The part that doesn't add up the most to me is when we found out we had to pay for our friend to get in, we talked about it for 2 hours. This conversation.
Bro, you know what they were trying to get somebody to Cash App.
Maybe if you were pre-gaming and alcohol's involved, a regular conversation goes from 20 minutes to 40. I get that. It took 2 hours to figure out how we're going to get in. The answer is simple. Pool together $300. Also, leave. I don't believe the story. I don't believe it.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to know. We had a little bit of free time.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.